Sports Radio. Vox, Vox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Roosevelt Field in Oconomowoc, where the Oconomowoc Raccoons, the home team, have taken the field. We're just a few minutes away from our first pitch. Logan Larson is the starting pitcher for Oconomowoc. He'll be opposed by Ryan Kell of the Evergreens. And let's meet the Evergreens starting lineup, a little bit different from the first game. Mason Hagenbusher, who is the catcher in Game 1, is going to be the designated hitter. He will hit for Ryan Kell, the starting pitcher. Hagenbusher DHing and leading off. Wyatt Brown bats second in center field. Mike Plaza is in left field, batting third. Cody Cocker starts at third base in both games. He'll bat fourth. Nathan Sleaford starts at second base in both games. He'll bat fifth. Zach Hancock, doing his first catching of the year, he'll bat sixth. Batting seventh is first baseman Josh Merchant. Jordan Ellenbecker gets his first start of the season. He's in right field, batting eighth, and Alex Kell is at shortstop, batting ninth. That's Hagenbusher, Brown, Plaza, Cocker, Sleaford, Hancock, Merchant, Ellenbecker, and Kell. The Oconomowoc Raccoons. Defensively, Blake Lopnow is in left field, Jarek Berg in center, and Lucas Brockway is in right. In the infield, Josh Hottinger at third base. Zachary Clayton plays short. Merrick Williams is at second base, and Logan Wands at first. The battery, Nicholas Pierce, catches, and Logan Larson to pitch. And right on cue, here comes the designated hitter, Mason Hagenbusher, to lead off this game for DC Everest. Evergreens lost their game earlier today, 6-2 to Kenosha Indian Trails. Oconomowoc won their first game today. They were 6-4 winners over Kenosha. And here comes Hagenbusher against Larson. Sun is out. Wind's picked up a little bit. Start him off with a curveball that gets the outside corner, strike one. So right away, we'll keep an eye on that. We talked about in the first game, if you can get a high school pitcher who can throw a second pitch for a strike, like Larson just did, that's what you're looking for. Misses with a fastball, and the count evens, one ball, one strike. Hagenbusher against Larson, just underway for Game 2 of our DC Everest Fox Sports doubleheader. Chris Conley, glad you've joined us. Off-speed pitch there is fouled off in front of the plate, one ball and two strikes. Our second Evergreens broadcast today brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships a member at a time. Providing sound financial services and products, visit their newest location, Valley Communities Credit Union, in Cronenwetter. Hagenbusher steps out for a moment. Left-handed batter back in, awaiting a 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. Got him with the curve. It's dropped by the catcher. He'll have to complete the throw over to first. They do. And Mason Hagenbusher is retired. Catcher Nicholas Pierce handled that dropped third strike no problem and threw over to Logan Wan. There's one away.
Number 23, Wyatt Brown.
The Evergreens didn't do themselves any favors in the first game. Left a lot of runners in scoring position. Second and third in the sixth inning, trailing by four, didn't score. Bases loaded and none out in the seventh inning, and did not score. So the Evergreens have dropped their first 6-2. And again, I think Oconomowoc is the tougher of the two opponents. Swing and a miss on the first pitch to Wyatt Brown. Brown gets a second pitch. It's a curveball, and it is over for a strike, 0-2. And Wyatt Brown seems to struggle with these breaking balls and off-speed pitches, which he could be in for a long day against Logan Larson. 0-2 pitch coming. Fastball there, and Wyatt Brown smacks it into left field for a base hit. You know, in all fairness, the Valley Conference teams have the scouting report that you don't give in and throw Wyatt Brown the fastball. When it's a team that you don't see all the time, well, Oconomowoc has no way of knowing that.
Number 7, Mike Plaza.
Had Larson had the better scouting report, he would have known not to have given in there at the fastball. Again, there's no way you can know when you don't see these teams and don't know these players. So Wyatt Brown singles, speed at first with one out, and here comes Mike Plaza. Pitch to Plaza. Again, tries that off-speed, the kind of an overhand curve from Larson. Larson looks like a good pitcher. Just judging him from the first couple of batters, five or six throws into the game, Larson seems like he has a lot of tools. Plaza waits a 1-0 pitch with Wyatt Brown at first. Off-speed pitch that's fisted to right field, but the wind's got it. That's going to go over the right fielder's head and all the way to the wall. That's really the first wind-blown hit that we've seen today. Wyatt Brown rounds third. He's going to try and score, and he will without a throw. Mike Plaza gets a windblown double to right field, scoring Wyatt Brown, and the Evergreens have an early lead. That ball carried, in fact, that ball carried more than any ball that I've seen so far hit today in any of these games. And we saw a home run out to right field hit by Indian Trails back in game two of this three-game triangular. Evergreens get a run in on Wyatt Brown's double, and here comes Cody Cocker with one out. A base hit would probably pick up the speed of Wyatt Brown and let him score to the outfield. Pitches outside to Cocker, ball one. Evergreens baseball is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Trying to sneak in behind Wyatt Brown at second base. Pitch comes home, and it's fouled off down the first base line. Cody Cocker, it's one ball and one strike. Evergreens did not in their first game against Kenosha. And they've staked themselves to an early 1-0 lead here. My mistake, I have the count wrong. It's 0-2 here to Cocker, and that pitch just misses outside. It's one ball now and two strikes. Cody Cocker, left-handed batter. Waiting in against righty, Logan Larson. Off-speed pitch, and that's fouled off at the plate. Cocker just got a piece to keep this at-bat alive. Cocker, 1 of 4, reached on an error, hit, and scored a run in the fourth inning of the earlier game today. Wyatt Brown on second with one out. Off-speed pitch, and Cocker fouls that off down the third base line. Evergreens have moved dugouts in between games. They've moved from clearly the unlucky third base dugout now into the lucky first base dugout. Cocker probably fouled off a pitch that was a ball there, so instead the count holds at a ball and two strikes. Wasted a pretty good pitch from Logan Larson. Larson's pitch there, ground ball to short, hard hit. Fielded cleanly, thrown over to first. Clayton to Juan for the out. And on that hard-hit grounder, Mike Plaza advances over to third base. So now with two outs and a runner on third, Nate Sleaford comes to bat.
The second baseman, number 22, Nathan Sleaford.
Sleaford with a chance to pick up that runner at third with two outs. Swings and misses an off-speed pitch. You know, Logan Larson has confidence in that off-speed pitch to start off batters and to throw it for strikes. And the Evergreens, you can see right away, that's going to be an adjustment that the Evergreens are going to have to make. Here's a ground ball to short. This is a slow roller. Going to have to hurry. Play to first. Got him by half a step. And the Evergreens are denied a run on Zachary Clayton's just-in-time throw. The Evergreens get one run on two hits, but leave a runner at third base. Leaving runners in scoring position seems to be an early story of this season for the Evergreens. D.C. Everest 1, Oconomowoc coming to bat in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing there may be a reduction. Call Tlusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Yeah. Welcome back to Economowoc, where the Raccoons are ready to take their first at-bats. Let's go through their starting lineup. Starting in left field and leading off is Blake Lopno. Center fielder Jarek Berg bats second. Nicholas Pierce will catch and bat third. Logan Wan, the first baseman, bats fourth. Pitcher Logan Larson will bat fifth. Shortstop Zachary Clayton is sixth. In right field is Lucas Brockway batting seventh. Designated hitter Brian Weber will bat eighth. And Weber bats for third baseman Josh Hottinger. And the second baseman Merrick Williams will bat ninth. That's Lopnow, Berg, Pierce, Wan, Larson, Clayton, Brockway, Weber, and Williams for the homestanding Oconomowoc Raccoons. They'll face Ryan Kell. The right-hander is ready to work to Blake Lopnow in the bottom of the first. Fastball is over the inside corner for a strike. Also, just a little something, different home plate umpire for this second game of our Evergreens doubleheader, and the strike zone seems to be a little bit wider. Pitchers will like that. Fastball is fouled off down the third baseline, and Kell is ahead 0-2. Evergreens play straight away. Their infield is unchanged from the first game. And here's a well-hit line drive to right field, slicing towards the foul line. That's a fair ball. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Lopnow's got good speed. He rounds second. He's going for third. He's going to make it in easily. A leadoff triple smack down the right field line for Blake Lopnow. And Oconomowoc looks like they're getting very close to answering the Evergreens run that was scored in the top half of this inning.
Center fielder number 11, Jarek Berg.
Lopnow really turned on that fastball and sent it down into right field with authority. Only question was whether it would stay fair or not. It was fair easily and got into the corner where Jordan Ellenbecker, the Evergreens right fielder, had to retrieve it. Left-handed batter Jarek Berg, the center fielder, now tries to pick up this run from third base, as the Evergreens' 1-0 lead looks a little precarious. Overhand fastball is fouled back from Kell to Berg for strike one. Evergreens defensively in the outfield left to right. Mike Plaza's in left. Wyatt Brown in center field. And the aforementioned Jordan Ellenbecker is in right. On the infield, Cody Cocker at third. Alex Kell the shortstop. Nathan Sleaford's at second and Josh Merchant's at first. The battery, Zach Hancock, catching for the first time this season, and Ryan Kell's the pitcher. The count is 1-1 on Jarek Berg, that last pitch a little inside. And here is the 1-1 offering. That's fouled back for strike two. Kell got to two strikes on Blake Lopnow. And here comes the 1-2 pitch. That one's down low, almost cut away from catcher Zach Hancock. Hancock had to get down low and keep that in front of him. Two balls and two strikes. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Intercity State Bank, full-service banking for families and businesses. Intercity State Bank says, come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. 2-2 pitch there, and that one's down in the dirt. And again, Zach Hancock has to go down low and block it and keep it in front of him. And the count moves full. Blake Lopnow started off the bottom half of this inning with a triple. He's still on third base with nobody out. Evergreens lead 1-0. They played it a run in their half of the inning. And here comes the 3-2 pitch. Fastball, fisted foul. That was going to be ball four. That pitch was going to be inside. Instead, we'll do it again. Berg at the plate made the judgment too close to take. Probably right. No fault on that. Evergreens play the infield back with the runner on third. This early in the game, you want outs and you'll trade runs for them. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and that just misses outside. Catcher Zach Hancock tried to frame that pitch. Home plate umpire was having none of it.
Batting third, the catcher.
And Jarek Berg gets away from Ryan Kell. So now with none out, runners on first and third for Nicholas Pierce. Evergreens will have to decide what they'd like to do should a double steal be on here, particularly when it's your number two catcher, Zach Hancock, who is working behind the plate. And Oconomowoc looking to bunt here. It's pulled back, double steal. They throw through, and the runner is safe, and the runner does not break for home from third base. Stolen base for Jarek Berg. And now with nobody out, Oconomowoc has runners on second and third. So a hit to the outfield could bring in two. The earlier pitch to Pierce was a strike, so it's 0-1. Here comes the pitch. Curveball just missed. Pierce did not bite on that. Pretty good pitcher's pitch, and some discipline at the plate for Pierce not to swing at it. One ball, one strike. Runners take their leads from second and third, and here's a fast. Two of our Everest doubleheader, game three of this triangular that Oconomowoc hosts early in the season. It'll be more sunshine and more warmth, making it really a nice late afternoon. Curveball is up. Kell threw that one curve that looked pretty good. The others have stayed up too high, and he's had trouble throwing them for strikes. Kind of a difference in pitching talent between Kell and Larson. So he gives him with a fastball, and it's a base hit to right field. It's going to score at least one run. It's going to score two. Bobbled in right field by Jordan Ellenbecker, and Oconomowoc takes the lead. I think the run would have scored anyway, so we'll see what the official scorer tells us on that. That may be two RBIs there. Yes, it is. Two runs batted in for Nicholas Pierce. Even though Ellenbecker bobbled that ball briefly in right field, they were not going to have a play on the speedy Jarek Berg, who came around from second and scored. So it's a two RBI single for Nicholas Pierce. And Oconomowoc takes the lead back from D.C. Everest. They now lead 2-1. And the Evergreens have still not retired a batter yet. And Oconomowoc sends a courtesy runner out to first base to run for the catcher, Nicholas Pierce. And Logan Wan, the cleanup batter, big lefty, steps in here with two runs in and nobody out. Throw over to first, and the runner is back. Matthew Sikovic, outfielder, is the pinch runner here. Pitch there, close, but not quite. Two balls, no strikes. So now Ryan Kell is working behind to the cleanup batter, Logan Wan. Two in and none out. Still a runner on first. Pitch there is outside, 3-0. Should Ryan Kell issue a four-pitch walk, I would bet a visit from the dugout will be in order. He comes set here, and here is his 3-0 pitch. That's a fastball, and missed down low. Which means I had that as ball four. Your friendly announcer has lost the count for a moment. It is 3-0. If you're following along at home, sorry about that. Here comes our second 3-0 pitch. And that is on the inside corner for a strike. It's 3-1. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Throw over to first. Pinch runner is Mack Easley. Evergreens touched up for a run in the first inning. They've allowed two here in the second bottom half of the inning, and there's a walk to Logan Wan. Pitch was outside. So the first four Raccoons have reached.
Number 13, Logan.
And Logan Larson comes up. This game may very well be a tough matchup for the Evergreens. Larson looks like a pretty good pitcher, and the Evergreens seem like they're getting further down in their pitching rotation for who they have available to pitch in this second game. First ball swinging, popped up in foul territory down the third base line. Cody Cocker calling and catching, and there's the first out. So Logan Larson, first ball swinging, is retired in foul territory, and that's the first out of the inning. Here comes Zachary Clayton. If you're Oconomowoc, you want to get more than the two runs that they have in here. Looks like they've been able to hit Ryan Kell. They still have runners on first and second, swinging at a high strike. the kind of pitch that when you're more patient at the plate, you let go by and work ahead in the count, knowing that you'll get a better pitch to hit later on. Here comes the 0-1 offering, and that is down low. Nope, strike at the knees, 0-2. So Ryan Kell has worked ahead to Zachary Clayton. Lucas Brockway, the right fielder, awaits on deck. Evergreens would really love to turn two here and get out of this not-so-hot start in the bottom of the first. 0-2 pitch coming. Tried to get him to chase the curveball. That wasn't particularly close. Left it way outside. One ball and two strikes. The difference in the number two pitch is noticeable between Ryan Kell, who's had trouble throwing that second pitch for strikes, and Logan Larson, who is so confident in his off-speed and breaking stuff that he'll throw it even or even behind in the count. Wasted another one there up high. Two balls and two strikes. And Ryan Kell, for a moment, looks down at the rubber and now looks in and gets his sign from catcher Zach Hancock. Sets and comes with the 2-2 pitch. Fastball driven to center field. Wyatt Brown goes back, got lots of room, makes the catch a couple of steps in front of the warning track. Runners are tagging, and the lead runner from second is going to move over to third on that long line drive out to center field. So Zach Clayton still manages to advance the runners.
Number one, Lucas Brockway.
Nicholas Pierce advancing to third. Logan Wan stayed at first. And with two outs, there are runners on the corners for Lucas Brockway. Yes, it's early in the game, but this is an important out. The Evergreens don't want to find themselves playing from a deep hole here. They already trailed 2-1, and retiring Lucas Brockway would limit the damage. Swing and a miss. He chased a high fastball. You know, so many of the teams we see in Wisconsin Valley Conference play, it's almost like the unwritten rule is that you make the pitcher throw the first strike. That pitch is over on the outside corner, 0-2. Just here in the first inning, a lot of the Econowoc players look like they have more of a free rein. They can swing at that first pitch if they want to. That's something, again, when we see, you know, a Stevens Point or a Wisconsin Rapids or a Merrill, you don't see that as much. Pitch is bounced in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and a run's going to score on a wild pitch. Ryan Kell's off-speed pitch was down in the dirt outside, and Zach Hancock couldn't save him a run. Nicholas Pierce scores from third base on a wild pitch, and it's 3-1 Oconomowoc. Runner at first base, Logan Wan, also moves up on the wild pitch, so he advances to second. And now Lucas Brockway, who has the count one ball and two strikes, could bring in another if he can deliver a hit here. 3-1 now, Oconomowoc leading the Evergreens. Pitch there, generous call strike three on the inside corner. Lucas Brockway didn't think so, but he is out looking, and that ends the inning. Oconomowoc gets three runs on only two hits. They score the third thanks to an Evergreens wild pitch. At the end of one inning, Oconomowoc leads D.C. Everest 3-1. We're back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
We are back in Oconomowoc, where the Evergreens now find themselves trailing by two runs as the top of the second is on. Zach Hancock steps in against Logan Larson. Larson's first pitch is over for a strike. Again, I like what I see from Larson. He's the best pitcher that I've seen so far in this triangular. I didn't see all of the first game. Off-speed pitch there, and Hancock's out in front of it. He's behind 0-2. You can always admire good pitching, although you can tell this is good pitching that's going to make for a tough go of it for the Evergreens. Larson is already staked to a 2-1, two-run lead, and here's his pitch down low. Hancock does not chase, and it's one ball, two strikes. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Get the feeling that Hancock is kind of set up here. 1-2 pitch, hard hit to third base, and goes off the glove of third baseman Josh Hottinger. You could score that one either way because it didn't look like a particularly good hop, and you wouldn't assess an error on a bad hop there. On the other hand, though, Hottinger was not in front of it. I think I would score that a hit, but I'm an old softy that way. And our official scorer agrees. Josh Merchant to bat with a runner on first base and none out. Thinking about bunting there, no one goes. Pulled back, and that's going to be ball one. Umpire's going to do some housekeeping here. Evergreens trailing by two. You'd like to see them come back and get at least one of those runs back here with that leadoff runner on. If you remember from last year, one of the great unknown statistics in baseball, when the leadoff runner reaches first base, how often does that leadoff runner come around to score? The correct answer is 51%. It's a stat that's held up for year after year. The percentage is probably higher in lower levels of baseball, minor leagues, college, or high school. So put that leadoff runner on, 50-50 chance of touching up the pitcher for a run. That's what the Evergreens would like to see happen here. Merchant is ahead in the count 2-0. Logan Larson delivers outside. Three balls and no strikes. So this is the first batter where Larson's control has kind of escaped him just a little bit. See if Merchant gets a fastball to hit here. 3-0 pitch coming. Inside. Lost him on four pitches, and the Evergreens have runners on first and second with nobody out. Right fielder Jordan Ellenbecker is ready to take his turn. Ellenbecker is about to get his first at-bat of the season. There are more D.C. Everest fans who have arrived here for the second game of our doubleheader than they did for the first. And we are having a much nicer day here in Oconomowoc than you are having if you're listening back in central Wisconsin, where we still have a lot of rain. As I understand, some thunderstorms, too, from earlier today. We have some sunshine poking through the clouds. It's become quite pleasant. Evergreen's thinking about bunting there, pulling the bat back. It's ball one. Nope, it's going to be a strike. Strike called, as I don't think Ellenbecker offered there. So the Evergreens, with none out, are content to try and move the runners over here. Tried this strategy earlier in the first game, and it didn't work out. In fact, the Evergreens did not score. Ellenbecker puts the ball down right back to the pitcher, and the play goes over to first, and the Evergreens got what they wanted. Ellenbecker sacrifices. He's out at first base. And the Evergreens put two runners in scoring position. Both men move up on Ellenbecker's sacrifice bunt. Hancock moves over to third base. Merchant moves over to second. And now with one out, here comes shortstop Alex Kell to bat. Righty, Kell against Larson. Larson checks that runner at third, starts him off with a breaking ball. It's outside. Alex Kell in the first game, 0-for-3 with a strikeout. 1-0 pitch, fastball there. That was the good one to hit. He swung and missed. One ball, one strike. Just from watching Larson pitch, you know, how many fastballs are you going to see in that bat? Not all that many. The ones that are for strikes, got to take your rips at. One ball, one strike, and here's the pitch. That's down low. Two balls and one strike. Should Larson lose Kell, we'll go back to the top of the batting order with Mason Hagenbusher waiting on deck. Hagenbusher struck out his first time. But Hagenbusher was 3-for-4 in the first game. Pitch there, just misses outside, trying to nibble at that far corner. It's 3-1. Larson has worked himself into a little bit of trouble here in the top of the second. Here is his 3-1 pitch, and he hit him. Tried to work inside, and instead Alex Kell is hit by that pitch. And the bases are loaded with one out. Not to dwell on the unpleasant, but the Evergreens loaded up the bases in the first game and did not score. Have to be more opportunistic here. In fact, in that first game, seventh inning, the Evergreens had the bases loaded with none out. Evergreens here have loaded the bases with one out, trailing 3-1. Here's the pitch. Curveball strike to Mason Hagenbusher. Now, Hagenbusher's a lefty, so that curve, all that off-speed stuff breaks in towards him. So this is going to be a tough batting matchup here for Mason Hagenbusher. Down 0-1, give him a curveball again. That one missed, 1-1. And I get the feeling that Larson knows that left-handed batters are going to have a hard time against him. 1-1. Bases loaded for Hagenbusher. There's a fastball, and it's fouled off. And again, that's two batters in a row that the best pitch to hit that you might see in the entire sequence came in. The Evergreens were unable to put the ball in play against Logan Larson. Hagenbusher has fallen behind in the count, 1-2. Bases full of Evergreens, trailing by 2 runs as we play the top of the second against Oconomowoc. Off-speed pitch, fisted into left field. Left fielders caught it. Runner trying to tag from third, and the run will score. So the Evergreens now trail by 1 run. Mason Hagenbusher flies out to left. And Zach Hancock comes in and scores. 3-2. Hagenbusher was trying to hit there. I mean, he'll get credit for the sacrifice. And now the second for Wyatt Brown. Brown got a hit his first time up. Off-speed pitch gets the inside corner for Wyatt Brown. Wyatt Brown had a triple back in the first game, singled his first time up and came around to score the Evergreens' first run. There's a pitch low in the dirt, almost got away from catcher Nicholas Pierce. Pierce was cat-like getting on that bad pitch to keep the runners from advancing. One and one is the count to Wyatt Brown with one out. Mike Plaza, who doubled his first at-bat, awaits on deck. Love to get Plaza a turn in an RBI situation. Pitch to Wyatt Brown. Again, hard sliding pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Yeah, not to belabor the point, but Larson can throw a lot of different stuff for strikes, and that's what's going to make him a good pitcher. Try something off speed here, and Wyatt Brown holds up. 2-2. The Evergreens have Merchant at second and Alex Kell at first, and they have 1 run in, but still need 1 more to get even with Oconomowoc. 2 outs in the bottom of the second. So Wyatt Brown tries to keep the inning going. Pitch there is outside. It goes 3-2. Didn't give in. If you remember in the first at-bat, Wyatt Brown struggled with some of the off-speed pitches and then got a fastball to hit, and he singled with it. I think Logan Larson may remember that, too. He's been unwilling to give Wyatt Brown the fastball. And on 3-2, tried a breaking pitch and walked Wyatt Brown. Yeah, the pitcher was unwilling to give in there. And the Evergreens again have loaded the bases.
The left fielder number 7, Mike Plaza.
So far in this game, both teams have put a lot of runners on base. We're only an inning and a half in. The bases are again loaded with Evergreens with 2 outs. A hit to the outfield, and Mike Plaza could give his team the lead right back. Here's the pitch. Did he hold up on an off-speed pitch? No, that's a call strike against Mike Plaza. So again, I mean, how much courage does that take? bases loaded, and Logan Larson offers his first pitch in the sequence. It's an off-speed pitch. Threw it for a strike. Off-speed pitch there, smacked through the left side, a base hit for the Evergreens. One run is in, ball is bobbled in left field, the run would score anyway. It's a two RBI single for Mike Plaza, and the Evergreens have taken the lead. So the Evergreens started the inning trailing 3-1. Two more runs come in on the bases loaded single from Mike Plaza, who's got a 2-for-2 afternoon, and the Evergreens lead 4-3.
The third baseman, number 17, Cody Cocker.
And the Evergreens still have runners on first and second, so they could be looking for more here. And Cody Cocker is first ball hitting out to center field. Going back is the center fielder, jumping, leaping, and making the catch to end the inning. Nice play out there from Jarek Berg, who had to go backwards to make that catch on Cody Cocker. The Evergreens get three runs in and leave two more men on the bases. We've played 1.5 innings, and the Evergreens have the lead again 4-3. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston. Member FDIC, NMLS number
433-884. We are Wausau!
Evergreens pitcher Ryan Fell was staked to a one-run lead when he came out to pitch in the bottom of the first inning, and he is staked to a one-run lead again as we play the bottom of the second, as the Evergreens retook the lead, sending eight men to the plate, and now lead 4-3. Brian Weber to lead off for Economowoc, and he is first ball hitting. And it goes off the glove of the second baseman, Nate Sleaford. And it's going to be a leadoff reach for Brian Weber. I was adjusting my scorecard, and what are we going to do there? We're going to assess an error? We'll find out in a moment. Yes, indeed, an error on Sleaford as that first ball hitting opportunity went off his glove. Second inning in a row that Economowoc has put the leadoff runner on, and here comes Merrick Williams, the second baseman. First pitch from Kell is over for strike one. So maybe this is the kind of game, well, the first pitcher to settle down would have an advantage here. Number nine hitter, Bunting, and the Evergreens will make a play to second base, and they get the lead runner there. Pitcher Ryan Kell decided he wasn't going to take the easy out at first, and said he throws over to second and cuts down the lead runner on what was going to be a sacrifice attempt.
The left fielder, number three, Blake Lopnow.
So the shortstop, Kell, who is covering there at second, and the Evergreens erase the lead runner and get their first. BC Everest plating three in the top of the second to retake the lead 4-3. First ball hitting, here's a long fly ball to right field. Right fielder coming over, unable to get it. Jordan Ellenbecker couldn't catch up with that one. It drops in. Lead runner is caught between second and third, and on a base running mistake is tagged out. The Evergreens get an out that they didn't deserve because of a base running mistake from Merrick Williams. That ball was up in the air for a long time, but it was in the gap between the center fielder, Wyatt Brown, and the right fielder, Jordan Ellenbecker. Ellenbecker couldn't get to it, and it dropped in.
Center fielder, number 11.
But Merrick Williams rounded second and was caught too far off the bag and was caught from behind. So Economowoc, with the sacrifice that wasn't and the base-running mistake, hurting their opportunities here in the bottom of the second. Jarek Berg is in. First pitch is a ball. He got a walk his first time up. Two outs and a runner on first. Wind picking up a little bit. You can hear it on our Fox Sports Radio microphones. Pitch is over for a strike. It's one ball, one strike to Jarek Berg. Berg scored one of the Raccoons' three runs in the first inning. Pickoff throw to first. And Blake Lopnow is back in time. Lopnow is the runner on first. Berg is the batter. And Ryan Kell about to deliver his 1-1 pitch. Runner is going, and he hit him. Fastball inside. Hit Berg on the elbow. Both pitchers have now hit a batter. And with two outs, there are runners on first and second.
The catcher, number 27,
for Nicholas Pierce. Pierce's single back in the first inning brought in two runs. And at least for the time, gave Economowoc the lead. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Easy Living Management. They're the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your property easy. Pickoff throw to second. And Blake Lopnow is back. You know, if the Evergreens were to pick off a runner in this inning, the Economowoc coaching staff would be tearing their hair out. Base running mistakes could drive you crazy in a game like this. Instead now, Kell is ready to work to the batter, Nicholas Pierce. That one's inside and almost hit him, did it? No, it didn't. So ball one. I mean, you'd like to see Kell, now that he has the lead back, see him get ahead of these batters. Kell again throws over to second. The runner is back. Evergreens were trying to sneak second baseman Sleaford in behind the runner there. One oh pitch coming here to Nicholas Pierce. Off-speed pitch there, and that is over. You know, I think that's the first breaking pitch that Kell has thrown for a strike. That was a nice pitch, 1-1. So if Kell can keep that in his arsenal or throw it more consistently, well, that would make a big difference in his quality as a pitcher. Tries another off-speed pitch, and this one's a wild pitch. Gets by the catcher, Zach Hancock, and the runners advance. A wild pitch back in the first inning led to a run. And now a wild pitch here in the second moves runners from first and second to second and third. So two men in scoring position as Ryan Kell lives dangerously. And he still has a dangerous batter at the plate, Nicholas Pierce, who is ahead in the count, two balls and one strike. Pierce waits on Kell's offering. Fastball here, and that's fouled off down the first base line. You get the feeling that, I mean, there's a little bit of an approach, although there's an execution problem, that Ryan Kell and his catcher Zach Hancock apparently don't want to throw the fastball to Nicholas Pierce. Two balls and one strike. Check that. It's 2-2. Here is the 2-2 pitch, and they stay with a breaking ball again. It's down low, and the count goes full. Now, Ryan Kell is not the kind of pitcher, I don't think, who can get away with throwing something off speed at 3-2. 3-2 with Kell. This has to be a fastball here. So this is going to be pitcher against batter with two men in scoring position. Here it comes. It is a fastball, and it's popped up foul ground down the first base line. Is there a play? Nope, not quite. And I would think that Nicholas Pierce is going to see the same pitch again. I mean, at 3-2, with a one-run lead, if you're the pitcher, you want to throw your best pitch, even if you think you have someone who can hit when he's sitting on a dead red fastball. Full count again with two outs. Here's Kell's pitch. Fastball again. Got him, and fouled it off. Ah, I thought he got it. Nope, got just enough of that to stay alive, and we'll do it all over again, 3-2. And that was indeed a fastball. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Pretty good pitcher, batter, cat and mouse here. 3-2 pitch coming again. Tried the curveball and walked him. I don't know. I disagree with that. Now, individual pitches are probably not being called from the bench. That's between pitcher and catcher. And pitcher, catcher, and coach should probably talk about that. Matt Sokobic will come in as a pinch runner, just as he did in the first inning for Nicholas Pierce. And the bases are now loaded for the cleanup batter, Logan Juan. Juan walked his first time up. Yeah, if I'm going to get beat and I'm a pitcher, I want to get beat on my best pitch. Fastball there is outside, ball one. Logan Larson, the Economowoc pitcher, is on deck if the inning continues. Economowoc has loaded the bases, but they have not scored. Fastball there is fouled back, 1-1. So, I mean, the Evergreens could still get out of this inning unscathed. Two outs, bases loaded, and the count is 1-1 on Logan Juan. Juan's a left-handed batter. Kell is a right-handed pitcher. Comes set, looks at that runner at third. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that's a line drive to center field. It is tailing away from Wyatt Brown. He dived, he almost lost his feet, could not get it. It's going to go all the way to the wall. 1-2-3 run score on a two-out extra base hit from Logan Juan. Now, Wyatt Brown in center field has great speed, but that line drive was tailing away from him. He was on his horse at full stride and could not catch up with it. A two-out, bases-loaded double gives Economowoc the lead back. It scores three runs, and Economowoc retakes the lead 6-4. And again, that 3-2 walk, where you threw the curveball instead of the fastball, prolonged the inning, and Kentman keeps the inning going, and winds up costing the Evergreens three runs on a bases-loaded extra base hit. Give Logan Juan a lot of credit. That's timely hitting there.
The pitcher, number 13, Logan Larson.
And here comes Logan Larson. So Economowoc up three runs in the first inning and has three more runs in here in the second. Yeah, we're only in the bottom of the second, 6-4 now. Economowoc retakes the lead. Fastball is bounced to third base. Cody Cocker throws across the diamond to Josh Merchant, and that brings the inning to an end. Economowoc got only one hit, a hit batter, an error, a couple of errors there, and walks. The Evergreens did themselves no favors defensively, and Economowoc retakes the lead 6-4. Back in a minute with the top of the third inning on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Yes, we're on the air.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Here they come again.
Work hard, play hard.
Who would you rather be, Gino Auriemma or Kevin Ollie?
I would rather be Gino Auriemma. Every time I've had him on the show, I always say to him, hey, did you think about the Boston College job? And he always says, why should I? I guess the thought is you had to prove yourself with men's basketball. But Gino Auriemma, 9 titles.
Dan Patrick.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Economowoc, where the Raccoons had the lead. Evergreens came and took it back, and now Economowoc has taken the lead again. Raccoons 6, Evergreens 4 as the top of the third inning is on, and Nathan Sleifert to lead things off against Logan Larson. Larson's first pitch tries the curve inside. It's ball one. And you know what? The truth is, some base-running mistakes may have cost Economowoc even more runs in that inning. They got three in with the benefit of only one hit. And here's a line drive to center field, sinking quickly, but the center fielder, Jarek Berg, comes in time and makes the catch to retire Nate Sleifert. Sleifert hit it right on the nose, but hit it right at the center fielder. Zach Hancock started off the Evergreen second inning rally with a single. came around to score one of the Evergreen's three runs in that frame. He now bats with none out and one on as we play the top of the third inning. Off-speed pitch again. That's fouled off. You know what? A little something with Larson there, and that again was his off-speed pitch. He tipped that pitch. And that's something, too, if you're going to rely on a lot of off-speed pitches, you're going to throw two or three pitches, and that's what Larson's going to do. You're going to want to make sure that setup and delivery is the same. You know what? He kind of did that there, too. It's one ball and one strike. Larson looks like he's shifting that ball in the glove. He didn't here. See if this one's fastball. 1-1 pitch coming? Nope. Okay, got the mechanics down right there. That's what you like to see. It's down low, though, for two balls and one strike. Even at the high school level, when the batter knows what's coming, huge, huge advantage. I think Larson's got himself straightened out now. Here's his 2-1 pitch. Again, doesn't want to throw that fastball and misses down low. It's three balls and a strike. Josh Merchant awaits on deck. So Zach Hancock has started off his season 1-for-1 at the plate and lost him down there, down low. That is the third walk that Logan Larson has issued. Evergreens have touched him up for four hits and for four runs. Josh Merchant got one of those walks during his first at-bat in the second inning. He bats now in the top of the third. Hancock on first. Has a pretty good lead there. Pitch there is over for a strike. Gave him the fastball that time. Yeah, I mean, Larson's success is to throw those other pitches for strikes and to not fall behind. You know, when you're a pitcher that has those second and third pitches, many of those second and third pitches are so much more effective when you're ahead in the count. Oconomowoc is questioning that call, and they're right. I mean, for me to see this in real time, I thought he was out at second base. Second baseman Merrick Williams agrees with me. And so does pitcher Josh Larson, who has his hands on the top of his head, thinking that that runner was erased there. And Oconomowoc's coach has a word to say about it, too, and now returns to the dugout. I get what the coach and bench didn't like, because the first move from the umpire, the field umpire, almost flinched like he was going to indicate out and then indicated safe. Almost like the second baseman didn't handle the throw cleanly at the bag. So regardless, it's a stolen base, and the count is 0-2 on Josh Merchant. And the pitch there misses down low. It's one ball and two strikes. So Oconomowoc really thinks that runner at second should be erased. Instead, he is there. And the Evergreens need to pick him up, trailing by two here in the top of the third inning. Pitch there. There's a nice curveball. Drops in for strike three. That's a pretty pitch from Logan Larson. That pitch started up. Josh Merchant must have thought that that pitch was going in his ear, and then it dropped in for a strike. Yeah, Merchant was caught looking, and you could just tell was uncomfortable seeing that pitch. Off-speed pitch again to Jordan Ellenbecker, the next Evergreens batter. He swings and misses. So again, there's Larson ahead in the count. So all of his pitch selections available to him here with a runner at second base and two down. Ellenbecker held off on the breaking ball there. It's one ball, one strike. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. A slow tapper to the third baseman. Charging in and throwing across the diamond is Josh Hottinger, and the Evergreens do not score, leaving a runner at second base. We go to the bottom of the third. Oconomowoc leading D.C. Everest 6-4. We'll be back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At InterCity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Bob Forks!
Welcome back to Roosevelt Field in Oconomowoc. I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens have made a pitching change. Ryan Kell works only the first two innings and gives way to Brady Burrell, who was the Evergreens' opening day starter. Burrell worked three innings in that opening day game Thursday and did not allow a run. He gave up four hits to Wisconsin Rapids. He will face 6, 7, and 8 in the Oconomowoc batting order. Zachary Clayton, Lucas Brockway, and Brian Weber. They are a combined 0-for-3 so far in the game.
Attention, please. Now pitching for the Evergreens.
So Brady Burrell's assignment here is to make sure that he does not fall any further behind. Evergreens send Sean Lutke into right field as well, so this is a double switch. Lutke will come in for Jordan Ellenbecker in right field. So here's Brady Burrell working to Zachary Clayton. Burrell's got a better fastball than Ryan Kell, so see if that's an adjustment. Here's first ball hitting, ground ball deep in the hole at short. Alex Kell doesn't come up with it cleanly. That was deep enough in the hole. Score that an error. Kell had the ball go off his glove, and Zachary Clayton reaches on a shortstop error to start the inning. And that's how Brady Burrell is greeted this afternoon. If you were not with us earlier today, the Evergreens lost their first game on this field. They fell 6-2 to Kenosha Indian Trails. I thought that Kenosha and the Evergreens were teams that matched up about evenly. Evergreens had some opportunities to get closer in the late innings and did not capitalize. Thought those teams were about the same. Oconomowoc, just on first impressions from a couple of innings, Oconomowoc looks like they are a better team than the Evergreens. Oconomowoc looks like, again, a team with some young players. But Oconomowoc looks like the kind of team, too, that's going to get better as the season goes on. Runner on first, Lucas Brockway is the batter. Brockway looks to push a bunt down the first base line. Burrell off the mound to field it, gets the out at first base. And Zachary Clayton advances to second. Brockway will get credit for a sacrifice. Brian Weber, the designated hitter, comes up. Weber reached on Nathan Sleaford's error back in the second inning and then was erased when he overran the bag at second base, got caught between second and third. Fastball is on the outside corner. That's a strike from Brady Burrell. Burrell is going to throw that fastball almost exclusively. One out and one on. Burrell comes set. Here's the pitch, and that's popped up in foul ground down the first base line. Right fielder's got room to make the catch in foul territory, and Weber is retired, but tagging up on the foul fly ball is Zachary Clayton. And Clayton moves over to third base. Evergreens thought maybe the runner left early. They tried the appeal play to second, and no, they're not going to get the out. So Zachary Clayton does move to third safely with 2 outs.
The second baseman, number 5.
And Merrick Williams, the number 9 batter, comes up. Oconomowoc already leads by 2 runs, and with 2 outs, they'll have a chance to pick up one more. So Brady Burrell's job is to get out of this inning with the deficit still at 2. Fastball there, misses down low. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. waiting on the 0-1 pitch. There's a line drive, and they are going to get the run. It's a base hit to left field. Timely two-out hitting for Merrick Williams. A line drive single, no doubt about it. And Oconomowoc builds their lead from 2 runs now to 3 runs. They take the lead 7-4.
The left fielder, number 3, Blake Lopnow.
Well, Brady Burrell is a fastball-dependent pitcher. Threw the fastball there, and Merrick Williams handled it. Smacked it into left field. Back to the top of the order, and Blake Lopnow, who the Evergreens have not retired yet, reached on a fielder's choice and started the game off with a triple. Fisted with an inside-out swing to shallow left field. Is it going to drop? Yes, it is. Not pretty, but a hit nonetheless. Blake Lopnow fought that off in on the hands and was able to fist it off the inside part of the bat into left field for a single.
The center fielder, number 11, Jarrett Berg.
That is the 5th hit for Oconomowoc. Looking for more runs here with 2 outs, runners on first and second. Jarrett Berg walked and was hit by a pitch, so he also has yet to be retired by Evergreen's pitching. And Brady Burrell taking a long time looking in at his catcher, Zach Hancock. Now Brady Burrell looks at that runner at second, reaches back, first pitch is fouled back. The Evergreens earlier in the inning did make a defensive change out in right field. Sean Lutke is in for Jordan Ellenbecker. Part of a double switch as Brady Burrell entered the game. Here is the 0-1 pitch, and that one's fouled back again. 0-2 on Jarrett Berg. So Oconomowoc has scored in each of the innings so far in the game. 3 in the first, 3 in the second, and they have one more run in here in the bottom half of the third inning. 7-4. And here comes the 0-2 pitch on the outside corner. Strike 3 looking to bring the inning to an end. Oconomowoc gets 1 run on 2 hits, both of them coming with 2 outs. And at the end of 3 complete innings... Oconomowoc leads D.C. Everest 7-4. We'll be back with the top of the fourth on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.